So can you imagine going to a beautiful wedding, and you're at the church, and it's a beautiful wedding mass, wonderful celebration, and you're thinking, oh, that was a wonderful time of being with the Lord, being with the couple. Now we're so looking forward to going to the reception. And when you arrived at the reception, you noticed that the room was bare, and the only thing on the table was a basket of bread and glasses of water. And the bride and the groom said, well, we were really trying to cut corners, and this is all we're serving for the meal. You would remember that wedding, quote, banquet, but for not the right reasons. Now, you need to keep this image in mind when the Pharisees are critical of Jesus, because Jesus is wanting them to understand that his coming into the world is the great wedding banquet. And when the banquet is in full celebration, yet don't skimp on what you're serving. Indeed, Jesus goes on to say the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken and there's an appropriate place for fasting. But at the very heart of Jesus's kingdom and his declaration and proclamation is that this is a time of new beginnings. Because that's what a wedding celebration is all about, isn't it? It's a time of new beginnings. But here's the problem. In a world like this, we have a tendency as human beings to have this attitude. As Jesus says at the end of today's gospel, and no one after drinking old wine desires new wine, but says the old is good. How common that can be for us. The old is good. I don't want anything new. But when we have that kind of attitude in life, it can lead to, well, a kind of brittleness, like an old wineskin. You can't put new wine into an old wineskin, says Jesus, because the new wine has a vitality to it. It's releasing gases that the old wineskin just cannot contain, and it will explode. Or you can't put a new piece of cloth onto an old garment. They won't match, first of all, and they will pull away. And so what does it mean for us living 2,000 years after the bridegroom was here in the flesh? Well, I think at the heart of our understanding is the beautiful rhythm in our lives as Catholic Christians. Every day is a new beginning. Every day is an opportunity for us to gather at the Eucharist, which is an anticipation of the wedding supper of the Lamb that we read of in Revelation chapter 19. And when we learn to live in relation with Jesus in the Eucharist in such a way that we say the bridegroom is here, it will allow us to live through the course of this world, not with a deepening cynicism, mistrust, and skepticism, the way so many people do. But rather, we can have the attitude of a St. Paul. St. Paul, who in that first reading from Corinthians, understands that he is a steward. Now, particularly because he's an apostle, he's a steward of the mysteries of God. And he says, a steward is to be found trustworthy. But when more and more we understand that each of our lives has been given to us in trust, then we understand that we are stewards of our very lives, that it has been entrusted to us by God. And one of the things that is so hard for all of us is, what do other people think of me? How am I coming across? And indeed, within the Corinthian church, there were many who were very critical of Paul. And listen to what Paul says about his awareness of the criticism that was coming his way. But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. I'm not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. In other words, Paul says, as far as I know, my conscience is clear. And do you know, beloved, this is so much more important than what other people think of you. The state of your own conscience, knowing your own heart. St. John Henry Newman said of our conscience, it is the aboriginal vicar of Christ. It is the voice of Christ within. And again, within our church, one of the things that the Lord Jesus has given us in order to heal our conscience is the sacrament of reconciliation, where we can come to him and make a new start. It's always the opportunity for a new day. And so Paul says, as far as I know, my conscience is clear, but I have to admit, it might not be. But in the end, the only one who is to judge is God. But listen carefully again to how St. Paul ends today's reading from Corinthians. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light things now hidden in darkness, and he will disclose the purposes of the heart. Now listen to this. Then each one will receive commendation from the Lord. Not condemnation, but commendation. In other words, they will be commended. Have you ever thought about that? That if you are truly trying to live your life in a way that you're keeping close to Jesus in the Eucharist, if you're living your life in such a way that you're wanting your heart to expand and to become ever more open to grace, if you're living your life where you're truly examining your conscience, yes, the Lord will bring to light those things that are dark within my heart at the time of my personal judgment. But that will be so it can be healed. But we'll also hear Jesus say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Through the course of your earthly life, through the challenges of what it is to live in a crazy world like this, you didn't become bitter and cynical. You didn't become dismissive of me. But rather with the psalmist, we pray, trust in the Lord and do good, so that you will live in the land and enjoy security. Indeed, to trust in the Lord also means to commit our way to the Lord, as the psalmist says. It means, as the psalmist says, to depart from evil and to know that the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. We are part of something that is so much bigger than we so often realize. We're part of a kingdom that truly is eternal. And you are being prepared to meet your merciful judge, and so am I, who wants to say at the end of your earthly life, well done. You lived your life well. I'm going to heal the sin and make you ready for the wedding banquet of the Lamb. Do you believe this to be true? This is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and this is alone what can give us hope to live purposefully through the course of our earthly years.